We've come now to the time where we can share the scripture together, and Pastor Saul is going to come and share it to us in Karen.
The new ne pu ta pu tra we ni vacation da we hal we ku do pu tra do na da do ho we da ke sit la da da we da ku chi we da le so si pe de sung la so de sinui so bo ta si do ko ti le lui si da nui de sung la so de sinui ta si ko ti le lui sinui do so so lu du tot so da we da si da we do pa ku plo tu tu le a ku do du so da ta ko lo do sadawi ki kha anar be le to kho phoku do le do kwa we lo agidi tama kwa di ba o ba do sadawi siwa so so lu yele ta do tai pa ta si ba agidi tama kwa di ba o ba do sadawi bi kwi o lo do hini ano to bole sibu do kuni le ble ye pe le ti lo bu do de ne le kwa kwa to ti le a u do o a pu ni lo do no bu ta o le sibu do sibu ta su pa place ta pu o ni lo do wa please ta pu daga ni he we do tu bu ta su sa da we o do pa la so ka to de bi ni o le me nya lo do wa please ta pu ko wa do chi sa da wi do pa ke ba o ba ge di sa da wa mi pa me twi de du a ge ni he su yo do to bu la do wa please ta pu ni su u sa da wi le sa pa me nya lo do wa please ta pu si wa sa da wi he su yo de ki do ye ge ni pi ni nya le to li le ku po lu do le sa pu ko po le ta plo bu lo do sa da wi si ba pa please ta bo ne he su yo ro na do bo do ka to mi mi ye dai he su no le ta tem go mi yu a mi i si la pa tem go mi a ki sa le na ma tro pa lo ta le mu sa de ni yu a ki lo na le si bo do yo klo ko i na le do te gu ni ku le na lo do ye ki lo pa please ta bo tem go su pa le mu sa de ni i su to li o le sum ko po lo do su sa bo go bo lo ko kle di do go ko khe le ke ti nya le ke sarga ole isla kla lo ke ye ta u ko yi ke le ke tinya wale yuwa te u ki o ke ba ta ba do bo do na ba ke di ta du da yi mi yuwa ta lo do ki lo tu le ba su bu lo me la ba ta pa tra do pa pu tra do we te kwe wa no ta ba ko do ye ye te si bia ti le ba ma sa da ta ngi wale ku ma lo ko le tu ni mi na le ble po te plu ni na na ke bi la ta su lo si su
amen. And now I'll share it with you in English. He gave his own armor to David for him to wear, a bronze helmet which he put on David's head and a coat of armor. David strapped Saul's sword over the armor and tried to walk, but he couldn't because he wasn't used to wearing them. I can't fight with all this, he said to Saul. I'm not used to it. So he took it all off. He took his shepherd's stick and then picked up 5 smooth stones from the stream and put them in his bag. With the sling ready, he went out to meet Goliath. The Philistine started walking toward David with his shield bearer walking in front of him. He kept coming closer. And when he got a good look at David, he was filled with scorn for him because he was just a nice, good-looking boy. He said to David, "What's that stick for? Do you think that I'm a dog?" And he called down curses from his God on David. "Come on," he challenged David, "and I will give your body to the birds and animals to eat." David answered, "You are coming against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the Israelite armies which you have defied. This very day the Lord will put you in my power. I will defeat you and cut off your head, and I will give the bodies of the Philistine soldiers to the birds and animals to eat. Then the whole world will know that Israel has a God, and everyone here will see that the Lord is not in our power." Goliath started walking toward David again, and David ran quickly toward the Philistine battle line to fight him. He reached into his bag and took out a stone, which he slung at Goliath. It hit him on the forehead and broke his skull, and Goliath fell face downward on the ground. And so without a sword, David defeated and killed Goliath with a sling and a stone. He ran to him, stood over him, took Goliath's sword out of his sheath and cut off his head and killed him. When the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they ran away. I think my two favorite characters from the Bible are David and Paul, because that's my name, Paul David. I think I grew up with a certain connection with those two just because I shared their name. Never in my lifetime would I ever think that I would ever accomplish sharing the things they did, though. I always appreciate what both of them did for us when they were here on this earth. You know, when you look at this big bully, and all of us throughout our lifetime at some time or other have run into a bully that has just bothered them and just won't let them go, and they take pleasure in picking out on people. And it's amazing, though, how many times the bully picks out on what they perceive as the smallest and weakest of the group, so that they know that they can triumph if there's a physical battle. Goliath found out different in this case. And so did the one bully that bothered me when I was in about second or third grade. You know, back then, we walked back and forth to school all the time. It was the grade school we're at is only about three or four blocks away. And even from kindergarten, I'd get sent out and go on my own. And so you're always at the mercy of other kids walking or anything else that may or may not go on. But there was this one day that I was just about to my babysitter's house, because my parents both work. I was just about there across the street from there, and this guy that whose brother was in my class came up to me and started taunting me and doing other things, and I went around to see what was going on to put a show on for. He just was led to do that for some reason. And so as we were standing there, I didn't know if I could get away from him or if he was going to hit me or do anything else. And it just so happened that when he turned and faced me, he was standing on the curb. And I thought, I have one chance. So I shoved him. I really did. I shoved him. He lost his balance, fell on the ground in the curb, and I was in my babysitter's house before he got up. And guess what? In the few years after that, he would come over to my house, sometimes with his brother, and we'd play football together with no malice on either one side. But God gave me the knowledge or the courage or whatever just to stand up that one time. Just like God gave David the knowledge and the courage to stand up to someone who was at least 9 feet tall, maybe even 10. And that's even taller than the tallest basketball players that we see. It's almost 2 feet taller than them. So this is a giant of a person. And for challenge him, because that was all the Philistines had asked, was that send out somebody and challenge Goliath, and whoever wins, then that country wins the battle. But nobody was brave enough. It wasn't just by chance. It was by God's provision that David had three brothers there on the front line. And that his father was so concerned about the three brothers that he sent David to there to check on them and take in some food and some other things just to make sure they are all right. And Jesse had no idea that David was going to become the one person brave enough to challenge Goliath. Not because he was strong or he knew he was good with the sling and it would take him down, but because of his faith that he had in God. He knew that God would watch over him, just like he had many times while he was out watching his sheep, because all sorts of animals would come up and try to get the sheep, and depending on which ones they were, he'd either use a stick or he would use his sling to chase them away and get rid of them. I don't know When I was growing up, our slingshot was rubber band between if they were big enough. But I can't imagine the kind of sling they had. They slung it around and then let go of one of the corners and then it flew. I don't know how long it took David to master that task, but he had plenty of time to work on it while he was there tending the sheep, and work on it for a fantastic purpose he did. Because he hit Goliath in the only spot that would bring him down immediately, right between the eyes, basically. And you know, in later years, the armorers got smart and started dropping a piece of metal down there after that. So it made an impression on more than just the people there. But David also had the strength and confidence in God, and he even spoke about how strong his God was to Goliath right then and there as he was facing him. And you know, David at first tried on the armor, but when you're only 12 years old, no man's armor is going to fit you, no matter how good it is or anything else. And David was right. He didn't know anything about using a sword or using its shield to protect him, but he did know about the stick, and he did know about... So that's what he chose to do. And he chose 5 smooth stones. But guess what? It only took him 1 smooth stone to bring Goliath down. You know, along the way, Goliath goes, "What do you think I am, a dog, that you bring a stick to battle me?" And that was quite an insult to Goliath. That wasn't David's intention at all. But that's how Goliath took it, and that was quite the insult to him. And you know, it got him more angry. And you know what? When people get angry, they kind of lose sense of what they're doing. And so that even though David didn't intend it, that really helped David, because Goliath focused on something different than on David before him. And as they went into battle, David just slung the stone and let it go, and Goliath went down. All because, as he said, "I come to you in the name of the Lord." And David prevailed on that day because he was faithful. It's just like any time we walk out into the world, we need to go out there prepared. When it's 25 degrees below here in Minnesota in the winter, we don't walk out in our shorts and t-shirt, not for very long. We go out prepared, right? We also hopefully go out with God in our hearts, because I just think of all the times and all the people that we meet along the way, not necessarily vicious or violent or anything, but sometimes people that just hate God for whatever reason, and you can tell it. Because they can't find anything good in life. Their language is limited to a few words that I would never repeat. And they just seem to have no hope. But when you come upon a person that's a Christian, you can see those things. You can tell almost right away that they have a belief in God. I found that out in the factory that I've been cleaning for a year now. The different people would come up and talk with me, and you can just tell by their attitude and everything else that they knew God and they were part of a church somewhere. I mean, everyone else is nice too, but there is something different that when you have God. You know, over the time, I've done a lot of visiting in hospitals and other places, and I always thought of one of my roommates in college. He told me this story about his friend. He had a friend that was in the hospital that was very sick. And he probably wasn't going to survive whatever his disease or whatever it was. But my roommate decided to go visit him. And he went in there expecting to do everything he could to encourage his friend, but his friend just absolutely turned it around and encouraged my roommate so much. And when he came, and as he was leaving, the patient turned around and said, "Whatever you do, keep the faith." And that's something the two of us picked up on and shared together for a long time as we were roommates. And the power of that, that when you go to visit someone and help uplift them, to have yourself uplifted. And I don't know how many times that's happened in the visits I've made throughout the course of my ministry. So many times you go in and are so blessed by the people that you visit with. People don't get visited very often or whatever, but just to be blessed by so many different people is really a great gift from God. But that's what David did. He kept the faith no matter what he was sent out to do. It's the kind of thing that we need to continually do. We can't leave it at home on the mantle or anything like that. We always need to keep our faith with us because we don't ever know when we're going to need it the most. So just like David, wherever you go, whatever you do, keep the faith. Now we're going to stand and join in singing together the hymn, "Be Not Dismayed, Whate'er Betide." I'm sorry to say that I don't know this hymn, so if somebody could help get it started, I'd certainly appreciate it. But please stand and join in singing. You may be seated.